If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And so now I have to ask you a question based on that commercial. Is that the same commercial everyone hears, that one of energy saving with everything falling off the 20-story building?
Everybody who's listening to Radio MD did.
So it's not different on different stations. That isn't just the filler ad.
I think that is local ad.
Ah, that is the local. So we have some national ads and some local ones, but that's the first time I've heard that ad about energy saving and all the things crashing off the building. But we have someone who can save crashes off the building with us. Jay Austin, William Gerald Austin Jr., who's chief of plastic and reconstructive surgery and chief of the burn surgery unit at Mass General, is with us because he's passionate about talking about migraine headache and what you can do about it. So, Gerald set the stage. Jay actually set the stage. I worked with his father, whose name was Jerry. And he comes from a long line of obviously outstanding surgeons. His father was chair of cardiac surgery, and at 85, I think, still works full days at Mass General. But Jay, you work more than full days, I know, if you're a normal person at Mass General. And so tell us why you're passionate, so passionate about migraine that you took time off for this.
Well, thanks, Dr. Mike, for having me on the show. I'll tell you, in plastic surgery, we get to do a lot of really amazing work. I operate on children with clefts and women with breast cancer and get to take care of patients with all sorts of cosmetic complaints. And our patients are very happy. But I will tell you, the patients that I take care of with migraines and headaches are my happiest patients. So it really makes it very rewarding to work with these people who, when you first meet them, have very poor quality of life, and in many cases, they really get their life back.
And so I take it they're happy because they didn't expect to. Probably didn't expect to meet a plastic surgeon, and certainly didn't expect a plastic surgeon would help them get their life back. So is the reason they're so happy is because it's surprisingly unexpected to feel so good after seeing a plastic surgeon?
Well, I hope it's not surprising after you see a plastic surgeon. I think most of our patients are generally pretty happy, but the patients that I see are generally quite debilitated. What we're talking about today is surgery to help deactivate particular triggers for migraines and headaches. As you know, migraines and severe headaches affect more than 300 million patients worldwide, 35 million Americans, almost 20% of women, number 9 on the disability list for women worldwide. I mean, this is a big deal. Migraines can be treated. They can be treated with medication, behavioral therapy. There are, fortunately, many good therapies for migraines. But, unfortunately, most of these treatments, most of the drugs, for example, for migraines, only work about 50% of the time. And about a third of patients are refractory to any common standard treatment. So the patients that I'm seeing have often tried everything. They've seen many, many different doctors, pain doctors, neurologists. And by the time they get to us, they're really at their wit's end. We're seeing patients who have pain often almost every day. Many of them can't work or find it quite difficult to work. So if you can improve their pain, if you can decrease the frequency, duration of their pain, you can imagine how happy they are.
Now, who should call you, who should see you? Obviously, it isn't every migraine sufferer, but is it someone who's failed one treatment? Is it someone who fails two? Or is it just everyone who's on more than one medication and is unsatisfied should see someone who deals with plastic surgery?
Sure. I think that's a great question. I'll tell you what I tell all my patients. First thing I say is, you know, I am not a migraine doctor. I'm not a pain specialist. I am a plastic surgeon. However, I've now seen hundreds of migraine patients, and we think that we do have some options for the right patients. The key is to identify the right patients. So patients really need to have seen a neurologist at least. They need to have more than one visit. You know, they really need to have tried a number of various therapies. And so typically I'm seeing patients who have tried and failed many therapies over many years. Often their neurologists have given up. They've given up. So that's where we start. We do have some pre-screening tools so patients can get online. They can get on our Mass General Hospital Division of Plastic Surgery website and fill out some questionnaires. Sometimes we'll see patients from around the world or around the country who we'll actually get on the phone with and talk to before they come to see us. We really make an effort to not waste people's time, to make sure that we're seeing the right patients. And then often you have to see them more than once to identify who might benefit from this therapy.
And now you're a plastic surgeon. So part of this therapy is that part of the cause, or the cause in some of the people, maybe a lot of them, is a nerve or muscle compression or blood vessel compression that causes the pain, the migraine. Is that right?
That's right. This is a theory that was developed by a surgeon in Cleveland, Dr. Bahman Gyron, around the turn of this century, around the year 2000, made a number of really interesting discoveries. One with others noted that patients were getting Botox, their migraines were getting better. And as you know, that's an FDA-approved therapy for some migraine sufferers. He also noted that patients that were undergoing brow lift surgery, where the same muscles that are treated with Botox are released around the nerves as part of the operation, many of those patients who had migraines were reporting that their migraines were getting better. And this really stimulated him and others to investigate this further. So we now know that there are many patients with severe migraines that are triggered by irritation and compression of these nerves. If we identify those patients and release those compressions, these patients get better. It's really quite dramatic.
Now, do you, by the way, for people who want to know, you can go to Mass, you can Google Mass General Hospital Division of Plastic Surgery for Migraine, and you come right up to the right spot. It says Advances in Migraine Surgery, and you see a picture of Jay Austin there and can read more and go about doing the treatments and the quizzes and to find out if you're appropriate for it. So, and the short form is www.massgeneral.org/plasticsurgery/. Both are backslashes, and you get to, but the easy way, Google Mass General Hospital Division of Plastic Surgery for Migraine. Now, how do you identify the right person? Do you use Botox or local anesthetic first to find that, or is there are there other ways of doing that?
This is we're early in this field, and like many fields, it's evolving. There's a group of us around the country that are quite passionate about this, and we have a group. We meet, we talk on the phone, and I would tell you that a couple of years ago, all of us would have felt that Botox was critical to diagnosing the right patients. I think now, led by Dr. Gyron, many of us believe the most important thing is really the patient's story. And the story can include whether they responded to Botox, whether they responded to nerve blocks. But the most important thing is that their story is consistent with a nerve compression.
When we come back, we're going to talk more about this and more about the whole field of migraine and it's evolving. We'll even talk about decompression and nerve pain in diabetes. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on RadioMD.com. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
This is Meryl Streep. Over the years, I have played some characters you could call controlling, but the truth is, there's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can. Colorectal cancer. It affects men and women, and it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., which is astounding, considering it's almost entirely preventable. Here's how. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening helps find polyps so they can be removed before they even turn into cancer. Screening also finds this cancer early, when treatment works best. For me, screening was simple and quick. It was no big deal, except for the huge sense of relief you feel afterwards. There are several tests that you can choose from. If you're 50 or older, you should talk to your doctor. Decide which one's right for you. Take control. Do everything you can to prevent colon cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.